Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It's Friday, April 16th, and the time has come to kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. We start with schedule news. That's right, it's mid-April, so generally by now we know when all of the games are going to be played. The NFL schedule, it's one of the biggest days of the NFL offseason. Well, ESPN's Adam Schefter reported on Thursday that the 2021 NFL schedule will not be released until after the NFL draft. Now, normally the schedule release does precede the draft. However, last year, you'll recall, obviously this time a year ago, we were all navigating life early on in the pandemic, so the schedule did not get released until after the draft. This year, you know, who knows what the case is, but the NFL is adding another regular season game, which theoretically complicates matters all the more. I digress. We also have some betting news to discuss. Cha-ching! Yeah, my real voice, not a sound effect. The NFL announced its first ever sports betting partnership on Thursday. Their partners are Caesars Entertainment, DraftKings Sportsbook, and FanDuel Sportsbook. I am old enough to remember when the NFL did not allow Tony Romo to have a fantasy football convention in Las Vegas. Anyway, two things became official on Thursday that were heavily rumored to be happening. Number one, Cordero Patterson is indeed the newest member of the Atlanta Falcons, following in the footsteps, literally speaking, I suppose, of Deion Sanders' protege, Devin Hester, in terms of heading from the Chicago Bears to the Atlanta Falcons. In response to signing Cordero, the Atlanta Falcons released running back Ito Smith. Obviously, Patterson does a lot of work out of the backfield. We will see how things go in the ATL. Meanwhile, on the other side, I guess, kind of the country, whatever, the Seattle Seahawks have a new pass rusher. That's right. Seattle agreed to terms with defensive end Aldon Smith on a one-year deal on Thursday. The Seahawks were rumored to be interested in Aldon during the season and reportedly even tried to trade for him with the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys refused. You know, not a lot of great, not a lot of great feelings there with the whole Earl Thomas situation, but Aldon Smith with the Seattle Seahawks. The Texans have a new guard. That's right. Former Green Bay Packers guard Lane Taylor agreed to terms with the Houston Texans on a one-year deal on Thursday. And I know what you're thinking, and I have the answer. The Houston Texans have added 30 free agents. 30-0, the birthday that Joey Tribbiani was so upset about in season 7 of Friends. That's nuts. Whatever. The Las Vegas Raiders made a bit of interesting news when they said goodbye to two particular players on Thursday. They waived defensive end Arden Key and defensive tackle Maurice Hurst. The draft community was a bit shocked by the Maurice Hurst move. We'll see if he ultimately gets claimed. Make sure that you pay attention to that. We'll, of course, keep you updated. Meanwhile, there is some Matt Patricia news to report. Who would have ever thought? That's right. New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick spoke to the media on Thursday, and he said that the former Detroit Lions head coach, obviously former Patriots staffer, has been, quote, heavily involved in the team's process regarding the draft. Let me know how that works out, Bill. All right. Anyway, speaking of, draft and trades and rosters and movement and whatever, is there a trade on the horizon for the Denver Broncos? NFL Network reported that the Broncos are, reportedly interested in trading wide receiver Deshaun Hamilton. The Broncos took Hamilton in the fourth round back in 2018 out of Penn State, which means, if you can do some quick mental math, that this is a contract year for him. So check out the Broncos. Hey, everybody. Hey, what's up? We totally want to trade this guy. Yeah. I wonder why, Broncos. I wonder why. Now, this is maybe me reading into this news just a little bit too much, but the Denver Broncos do hold the 9th overall pick. We do expect the first 9 picks in the NFL draft to be purely offensive players, and I realize the commitment the Broncos have made to the skill positions in drafts of very recent memory. However, I mean, are the Broncos interested? Devontae Smith might be there, friend of the show. I don't know. But either way, the Denver Broncos are reportedly interested in moving Deshaun Hamilton. So if your team wants him, make sure you stand in line. And finally, you can add the Cleveland Browns, the New York Giants, the Las Vegas Raiders, and a, quote, majority of Chicago Bears to the list that have had the NFLPA release statements on behalf of them regarding voluntary in-person workouts and how they are going to skip them. So this situation continues to be one for the NFL and the NFLPA. We will see how they manage to sort it all out. But that about does it for all of the news, notes, headlines, and everything that you need to know as this week wraps up. We are less than 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. That's right. 2 weeks from right now, you and me, we're going to be talking about how the Dallas Cowboys had the best pick in all of the whole first round. That's right. You know what I'm talking about, baby. Anyway, hope you have yourself a great weekend, a great week. Can't wait to see you again. Make sure to subscribe to the ESPN Nation NFL show, leave a rating, write a review, and have the best weekend ever. We'll see you on Monday.